FM 90.3 WJTL, Leanna Crawford, Honest. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:03.
Hey, weeknights from 8 to 10, you get to help program the music on WJTL. Caitlin's your host this evening. You can email, Facebook, or call in your request to her tonight between 8 and 10. It's the WJTL Request Show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
Our very special guest today, our friend Elwood Martin, is here with Freedom Ministries and Thrift Stores. Good morning, Elwood.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. You have a fantastic voice.
Thank you.
Love your voice. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, family and friends that are up and about. It's a little early yet, but love to see them up and at it.
Now, tell us all about Freedom Ministry and what you guys do.
Freedom Ministry is a 10-month program. It brings hope, healing, and help to young men who are older men who struggle with addiction. And it includes their families, too, because they're always a ripple effect. Families are involved in this ministry. So they come in 10 months. If they do well, they get to go out and work the last part of their stay.
Okay.
But it's a community where we learn healing and help for what they've struggled with.
And you have a great story to share with us about how God has worked through Freedom Ministry.
Well, one thing is our associate pastor at church was an addict 6 years ago. Came through the program, gave his heart to the Lord. Wasn't always easy, but he remained the course. He, in the last year, became associate pastor in our church and getting married in 2 months.
Wow.
What a tremendous story of a guy that's 42 years old.
That is amazing. Now, you are the chief operating officer of Freedom Ministry, but you've been part of Freedom Ministry since it began. And tell us a little bit about your story, how you got involved.
Well, back in 2011, a man approached us about starting a ministry away from Teen Challenge here in Lancaster County. He thought it was so important here. We had good givers here. You go into some other areas, people hold their hands in their pockets and don't give. So we're supported completely from the community. We don't get any state funding. And I've been involved as a board member since then and a work coordinator for the last 6 years, where I take men out and we do work projects, deliver furniture, pick up furniture, donations, and that sort of thing for the ministry. So I've been involved at some point or level along the whole road.
That's very cool. And part of what you guys do and the way you support yourself as well through these jobs is through your thrift stores. Tell us about that.
We have two locations at this point. It's considered New Holland address, but it's in Blue Ball and the one over in Route 30. And I attended store the other day in the afternoon and just was blown away by telling people what their money's going for. And it just, it stops them in their tracks and it's like, oh my. And then I had one lady come up and said, I lost my son 5 years ago at 30 years old to addiction. And just stopped in that moment. And it's like, where do we go from here? And she just, she gave me her hand and just held on.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, you have an event coming up if folks want to find out more about what you're doing and support what you're doing. Tell us about that.
We have a banquet coming up here September 23rd. Mark Schultz is going to be the featured speaker. He's an music artist, but also he was adopted at 2 weeks old and has a tremendous story and a heart for those adopted. And many of the guys in our program have adoption experiences.
Okay.
And there's a certain stigma that goes with being adopted sometimes. And people, they don't know what to feel. And so it's a tremendous story coming.
So it's coming up September 23rd, and it's at Shady Maple Banquet.
Yes, sir.
Center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
very
absolutely
cool.
Right.
With Mark Schultz, do people need to make reservations ahead of time?
Yes.
Okay.
They should let us know that they're going to be there or be sponsored through a friend or something for a table.
And is the best way to do that through your website?
That's right.
And it's ROFM, ROFM.org. So Revelation of Freedom Ministry was the original name. You guys just say Freedom Ministry
right
now. So ROFM.org. You can get more information about the ministry there or about the upcoming banquet. We're going to talk more with Elwood on the way, so stick around. Music too, Stephen McWhirter, Colton Dixon, and more.